Today's shir is Masechta Nedarim Daf Ayin Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph at the beginning of the Amud. Tanan Hossam. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. The Mishnah says in Masechta Shabbos, "Mefir in the Nedarim b'Shabbos, we are allowed to be meif in the Nedarim on Shabbos. From the Shalom Nedarim, shein l'tzarich Shabbos. The Nedarim that there's a need." To have annulled, which are Tzarech Shabbos, may be annulled. If those Nedarim have a Tzarech Shabbos, they may be annulled on Shabbos. There's an interesting comment made by the Aderes. If we look in Rashi, in Masechta Shabbos, on Mefirim Nedarim B'Shabbos, that the Mishnah says you're allowed to be made for a Neder B'Shabbos, so Rashi says, a husband is allowed to be made for a wife's Neder. Rashi conspicuously doesn't mention that a father is allowed to be made from the Nedarim of a daughter. And the Aderes asks why. So he makes a very interesting point. He says, yesterday we discussed a Shamli Nedarim says a vort that if a wife makes a Neder before Shabbos that she's not going to eat her food, even if her husband could be made for the Neder, why isn't the food already muksa? Once Shabbos began, and she wasn't allowed to eat the food, that food should become muksa, and the hafara should not be able to change that reality. So he quoted the Shalmei Nedarim saying, the kol ha-nederes, al das bal ha-nederes. Every woman, when she makes a neder, in the back of her mind knows that it's not for sure going to be asa to her, because her husband may revoke the neder. So he points out that the relationship between a wife to a husband is a different relationship than a father and a daughter. And a wife, when she makes a neder, recognizes that everything I do, I have to have my husband's consent. And therefore, it doesn't become muksa, because my husband may be made for the nether. Daughters don't think about their fathers as much as wives think about their husbands. And when a daughter makes something also with a nether, she thinks that's the way it's going to be. So even if the father could be made for the nether, it won't take away the problem of muksa. And that's why Rashi only mentions that a husband is made from the nedarim of a wife, not a father, the nedarim of a daughter. So the Mishnah used the word Mefirim Nedarim B'Shabbos V'Nesholim Nedarim, and the Mefarshim all point out what's the difference between the word Mefirim and Nesholim. So I saw a number of Pshatim. One Pshat is that we know Hafara could take place without the wife's consent. Shela has to be initiated by the person who made the Neder. Another difference is Hafara doesn't have to be any reason. The husband, the father want to revoke the Neder, it's revoked. Shela, the person who wants the nether annulled, has to come to the Rav. We'll discuss this more later in the Shir, Mitzvah Shem, with the reason why the nether should be annulled. But some of Farshim say that the word Nesholim is also teaching us another din. Nesholim Nedarim, do go and ask that the nether be annulled. If there's a Tzorech Shabbos for the nether to be annulled, then the nether should be annulled. Why should Nedarim that are not necessarily Tzorech Shabbos not be annulled on Shabbos? So the Mefarshim give many reasons to Rishonim. One is, as we'll learn later, having a neder annulled looks like a din Torah, and a din Torah is not supposed to take place on Shabbos. Another pshat is that if, as we're going to learn, Hafara has to take place by Yom Shammai. After the Yom Shammai, it's too late. On the other hand, Heta Nedarim, annulling a neder, doesn't have a time limit. So why do it on Shabbos if you could do it after Shabbos? Another reason the Rishonim give is because it looks like Mesakin. It looks like you're fixing something when you have a neder annulled. Another reason is because the Pasuk says, Mimtza Cheftzacha, you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos, and having Nedarim that are relevant to my own daily life is not something that should take place on Shabbos. The Mefarshim point out what is the nafka mina between all these pshatim that we just quoted. So Mefarshim say the nafka mina is what will be the din with a neder that's not tzarech Shabbos, but it's a tzarech mitzvah. Are you allowed to have such a neder annulled on Shabbos? If it's because of mimtza cheftzacha, becheftzei shemayim or mutter, so it doesn't have to be tzarech Shabbos. It could be a tzarech mitzvah. If, on the other hand, it has to be a tzarech, it has to be because of Shabbos, then it has to be Tzorech Shabbos. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Chai Adam, who says that certainly somebody should try to have his Nedarim not annulled on Shabbos. But as the Mishnah that we're quoting now, Masechta Shabbos, teaches us, L'tzarech Shabbos and L'tzarech Mitzvah, we may have Nedarim annulled on Shabbos. What are some examples of Tzarech Shabbos? So Mishnah Berurah says, certainly if somebody made a neder that he's not going to drink wine, that's a Tzarech Shabbos. You have to make Kiddush. If somebody made a neder that he's not going to eat, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. That's considered a Tzarech Mitzvah. The Mepharshim can say, if somebody made a neder that he's not going to sleep, Shina b'Shabbos Tanuk. So sleeping, you need to sleep on Shabbos. You could have that neder annulled. What's going to be the halacha if you didn't make a neder that you're going to fast? You made a neder you're not going to eat a specific food. Is that called a Tzarech Shabbos or not? So the Paiskim say, it depends. If this food, if you're not going to be able to eat this food, it's going to disturb your Oynik Shabbos, it's called a Tzarech Shabbos. If you could have an Oynik Shabbos without eating this food, it wouldn't be considered a Tzarech Shabbos. The Ritva also says that even though the Mishnah says that we should only be made from the Dorim that are Tzarech Shabbos, or as we said, a Tzarech Mitzvah, but the evidence, any neder that was annulled on Shabbos, the Hatorah is a valid Hatorah, even if it wasn't a Tzarech Shabbos or Tzarech Mitzvah. When discussing this din, there's an obvious shaila that comes up. Yom Kippur, at night, when Yom Kippur begins, we say Kol Nidre. What is Kol Nidre? It's a Hataras Nedarim. So how can we be made Matan Nedarim on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur? We're not supposed to be not the Neder on Shabbos Yontif. So we review a Machloikas Rishonim that we discussed on Daf Chav Gimel. It'll help us understand the answer to this question. When we learned the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel, we quoted a Machloikas Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. How does Kol Nidre work? Rabbeinu Tam says that Kol Nidre is not HaTaras Nedarim. It's a declaration for the future. So if it's a declaration for the future, it doesn't apply to this Mishnah. This Mishnah is talking about Hataras Nedarim. Kol Nidre is a declaration for the future. But the Rosh said that Hataras Nedarim, that Kol Nidre is Hataras Nedarim. So how do we say Kol Nidre at night? So that's the basis for the Psak of the Ramah that says that Kol Nidre should not be said at night. We should say Kol Nidre when it's still day. Because Kol Nidre is a Hataras Nedarim, and Hataras Nedarim, we're learning, is not supposed to take place on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. So we should say it before Yom Kippur actually begins. However, there are communities that are not so makdid, they're not so strict about starting Kol Nidre when it's still day, and they say Kol Nidre when it's already night. What are they going to do with our Gemara, the Mishnah that we're quoting? So the Mepharshim say, we just learned that a neder that's L'tzorich Shabbos or L'tzorich Mitzvah, we are allowed to annul on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. The question comes up, Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, we begin with Kol Nidre, Hataras Nedarim. That's how we begin Yom Kippur. Obviously, say these Mepharshim, having Nedarim on us that we're not fulfilling is an impediment to our receiving a Kapara that Yom Kippur brings. So it comes out that Hataras Nedarim is a Tzarech Yom Tov. It's a Tzarech of Yom Kippur, because without it, we won't have the Kapara that Yom Kippur brings. And therefore, it's considered a Tzarech Shabbos, it's considered a Tzarech Yom Kippur, and we're allowed to have those Nedarim annulled on Yom Kippur. And that's why even if you say Kol Nidre, when it's already Yom Kippur, it's not a problem. Iboilu. So now the question comes up, how to understand that Mishnah. When the Mishnah said, Mefirim Nedarim B'Shabbos, does it also mean L'Tzarech HaShabbos? Only Nedarim that are L'Tzarech HaShabbos we could revoke on Shabbos? Or do Mefirim Shalai L'Tzarech? And as the Rosh explains the Gemara's question, the Mishnah there clearly has two categories, Hafara and Hatara. But we can understand why the Mishnah separated Hafara and Hatara for one of two reasons. It could either mean, because as we've been explaining, and we'll discuss it more in tomorrow's Shir Mitzvah Shem, that Hafara and Hatara are very different concepts. So that's why the Mishnah keeps them separate. But the din of Shabbos is the same. Or perhaps, suggests the Gemara, that the reason the Mishnah distinguishes between Hafara and Hatara is because Hatara could only be done with Tzarech Shabbos. Hafara could be done under any circumstances. Toshma, the Taner of Zutti, the Beira Papi, E Mefirim, the Dorim, Elitzarach Shabbos. We're only allowed to be made from the Dorim, Elitzarach Shabbos. Otherwise, we may not. Omar Vashi, Haloy Tanan Hachi. We learned in a Mishnah, our Mishnah differently. Our Mishnah says, Nodri Im Chashecha, Mefilat Shatachshach. As we learned in the previous year. Somebody, a woman makes a nether 5 minutes before the Zman Matzoi Shabbos. Tells us the Mishnah that the husband is allowed to be made for it, and if he wants to be made for it, he better be made for it right before Shabbos is over. Otherwise, it'll pass the time. Now, this is the way the Ran explains the Gemara. V'yamr l'tzarech Shabbos in, shloi l'tzarech Shabbos loi, my iri b'cheshecha. I feel b'tach ha-yoyim en yoch l'hofer, the shloi l'tzarechu. Says the Gemara's following explanation. It's 5 minutes before this man. Ask the Gemara. What kind of neder do you need to be making 5 minutes before this man that is Lutzarech Shabbos? Let's analyze it, says the Ran. If the neder is that she's not going to eat, so she'll eat in 5 minutes. Let's say a woman made a neder, she's not going to eat something. And it's 5 minutes before this man, so the husband don't be made for it. Don't eat for 5 minutes, and 5 minutes later, you can eat all you want. If the neder was that she's not going to wear a special type of nice garment, so again, don't wear it, and you'll wear it in 5 minutes after this man. It must be that when the Mishnah is saying that you're allowed to be made for the nether, it can't be Tzarech Shabbos Nadarim, because there are no Tzarech Shabbos Nadarim 5 minutes before this man. It must be that it's a Shaloi Tzarech Shabbos. And the Mishnah is teaching us that every nether, given that we only have till this man to be made for it, that's all we could do. And afterwards, it's too late. So we have a proof from our Mishnah. So the Mefarshim, based on this Ran, make an interesting observation. What did the Ran say? That if a woman made a nether, and it's 5 minutes before this man, so she'll eat after this man, and she'll put on the nice clothing after this man. So it seems that the Ran is teaching us that you don't have to wear Shabbos clothing at the end of Shabbos. Because if you have to wear Shabbos clothing every minute of Shabbos, so then why could she make the net? Why is that not a nether that should be annulled with Tzarech Shabbos? And it's interesting, I saw a tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer, who says, and this is an important point he makes, he says certain people have a very improper minig, a very improper custom, he says. It comes Shabbos afternoon, Mincha Shal Shuddis time, they already don't wear the Shabbos clothing like they wore the whole Shabbos. Certain people I've seen don't wear it, they wear a tie a whole Shabbos, but by Mincha Vashal Shuddis they really don't wear a tie. He quotes, I forgot from whom, that if there were important people that on the contrary, they had special clothing that they only wore that time of Shabbos. That's the time that the Zohar calls Rava the Raven, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closest to us, that time of Shabbos, and it's very sensible because as Shabbos continues, the Kedusha Shabbos continues. And he says, of course, one has to be careful to wear Shabbos clothing on the entire Shabbos. The Arizal and the Sefer Yisoy V'Sharash Avoida say that a whole Matzah Shabbos you should wear Shabbos clothing, certainly until you've finished eating Mlav Malka. So the Ran is obviously only speaking l'halocha l'maisa, that the person can survive these couple of minutes without the Shabbos clothing. But the proper thing to do is to wear Shabbos clothing all of Shabbos and Matzoy Shabbos. Says the Gemara Tanaihi. So this question, if you can be made from the Dorim, Shaloi L'Tzarech Shabbos, is actually based on the Machloikas Tanoim that we learned yesterday, says the Gemara. Yesterday we learned, how till when could somebody be made for another? So our Mishnah learned that first the Dorim Kol HaYoyim. Until this man, until it becomes dark, afterwards he can't be made from the Dorim. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Amru, Meis Leis. You have 24 hours. So says the Gemara. Lemandam Kol HaYoyim, according to the Mandam, it said that only until Matzoy Shabbos you can make from the Dorim, Tfeiloi. But after this man, Matzoy Shabbos, you won't be able to be made from the Dorim. So then the halach is, afilu shloi l'tzarech Shabbos mefer. You're allowed to be made from the Dorim, that's shloi l'tzarech Shabbos. Why? Because once Matzah Shabbos comes, it'll be too late. However, l'man dama meis leis, according to l'man dama, it says you have 24 hours. So even if somebody made a neder Friday night, so, and you'll have time after the Zman, Matzoi Shabbos, to be made for the Nedarim, and therefore, L'tzarech Shabbos in, only Nedarim that are L'tzarech Shabbos can be revoked on Shabbos, Shloi L'tzarech Shabbos, but other Nedarim, you don't have to do it on Shabbos, you can wait Loi for Matzoi Shabbos. There's an interesting Machlokes Rishayim. Our Gemara made a difference between the Nedarim, if you have a 24-hour period, or you only have until the Zman Matzoi Shabbos. If you have 24 hours, why be made for on Shabbos? Wait till Matzoi Shabbos. If you have only till Matzoi Shabbos, you have no choice but to be made for on the Nedarim on Shabbos, because afterwards it's going to be too late. So the Rishonim debate, what would be the halacha if someone made a neder, let's say right before the Zman, Friday afternoon? So even if you give that person 24 hours, the 24 hours will still end on Shabbos. Under those circumstances, will the man, the omer that holds 24 hours, agree that all nedarim may be revoked? Because you can't wait for Matzah Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos will be past 24 hours. That's the way most Rishonim learn. But there are other Rishonim, some say that's what the way the Ram learns, that says, since under normal circumstances, if you follow the 24-hour rule, you could be made from the Dara Matzah Shabbos. Yes, you may find certain circumstances where that won't be applicable. Still, the halach is that if you hold 24-hour time frame, you can never be made for a ned on Shabbos, Shaloi L'Tzarech Shabbos. Machlokes Rishonim. I saw from the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos a very interesting point he makes. L'Haloch L'Maisa. He says, given that our Gemara says that the only reason you're allowed to be made from the Dorm on Shabbos, because on Matzoi Shabbos it's going to be too late, we also learned, and we've been learning, that a husband is made from the Dorm B'Yoyim Shamay, the day he becomes aware of the nether. So let's say you know that a wife made a nether. Make sure not to tell the husband of the nether on Shabbos. Because if he's going to hear on Shabbos, it'll be Yoyim Shamay. And Matzoi Shabbos will be too late. But if he doesn't hear about the nether all on Shabbos, so he could wait for tomorrow, he could wait for another time. So it's best not to tell the husband on Shabbos to avoid the Shaila. There's only one circumstance, he says, you have to tell the husband. Because let's say the woman's in Arusa. It's a good chazara of what we're learning in the Perek. The woman's in Arusa. And we learned that the father and the husband, according to some Rishonim, have to be made from the same day. So let's say the father already heard. So it's already a Yom Shammai. So now we have no choice but to tell the husband, because if we're going to wait for tomorrow, it may be too late. So we learned, when the Shalom Nedarim Shein L'Tzarech Shabbos, we learned in the Darim that L'Tzarech Shabbos, we could even have annulled on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Bailahu. When we're being lenient and allowing the Dorim to be annulled on Shabbos, if they're Tzarek Shabbos, is that only because they didn't have an opportunity before Shabbos? Or didn't Kishayel Pnai? Even if they had an opportunity and they didn't take the opportunity, we may annul those Nedarim. Toshma, does Dikulay Rabbanon Lebrei Rav Zutri Brei Rav Ziri? Rabbanon annulled the Neder on Shabbos? I feel the Nedarim Shayel Pnai Benoy Joim, even though he could have had the Neder annulled from before Shabbos. And there's a very interesting Rajba. The Rajba discusses the following case. Somebody made a neder. It's not L'Tzarech Shabbos. But he says, I have to do the following thing. And he made a neder weeks ago. And the time that the expiration comes, that he will be over the neder, will be Matzoi Shabbos. That this Shabbos is the last day. And he never had a neder annulled till Shabbos. So the neder is not a L'Tzarech Shabbos. But if we won't have this nether annulled on Shabbos, as soon as Matzoi Shabbos comes, he will have transgressed the nether. Is that the type of nether, even though it itself is not a Tzarech Shabbos, and it itself is not a Tzarech Mitzvah, are you allowed to annul that nether on Shabbos or not? And the Rajba says you are. Again, because there's no choice, because if you're going to wait for Matzoi Shabbos, it'll come out that the person violated the nether. Sover Rav Yosef Lemaimer, so Rav Yosef wanted to suggest that when we say that one may approach a Rav to have a neder annulled on Shabbos, Nesholem Nedarim B'Shabbos is B'yochin Mumche In B'Shloi Shla Joytus Loi. As we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, there are two ways to have a neder annulled. Either you could go to a Yochid Mumche, to one expert, and we'll Mitzvah Shem discuss tomorrow what makes someone an expert, or you could go to three regular people, or who are regular people, we'll also discuss the Mitzvah Shem. So he wanted to suggest that when we're having a neder annulled on Shabbos, So you only could go use the option of a yochid mimcha. Why? Mishim nemechse kedina. If you're going to go to three people, it looks already like a whole din Torah. I have a whole assembly. One person, it doesn't look like a din Torah. Om labaya. So Abaya said, kivin desfirulon. Since the halach is a filim umid, that even though a din Torah has to take place, the dayonim have to sit. By ataras nadarm, the dayonim are allowed to stand. A filim b'krayvim. When a din Torah takes place, you're not allowed to use a judge who's a relative. Ataras nadarm, you are. The filim b'layla. The halach is that a hataras nadarm can take place at night. So even if you're using three people, loy mischazi kadina, it doesn't look like a din Torah, and you could have hataras nadarim even with shloisha hajoitis on Shabbos. Rabbi Kivega points out that even though this Gemara is saying that you could use relatives for a din Torah, for hataras nadarim, it's only relatives who are kosher to be dayonim, just their problem is that they're your relatives. A father could be mata neder for a son. But let's say you have a woman who can never be a dayan. Or let's say you have a child, a katan, who can never be a dayan. They can't be kosher hataras nadarim. They can never be kosher hataras nadarim. Omrav Abba Omrav Hun Omrav Halocha Mefirim Nadarim B'layim. He quoted a halocha that you're allowed to be mata nadarim by night. Ask the Gemara, why do we need him to paskin this? For Masnisanhi, isn't that the Mishnah that we learned yesterday? The Mishnah says, Nodra B'Leil Shabbos, that if a woman makes a neder Friday night, her husband has all of Friday night and all of Shabbos to revoke it. So that can't be pshat. El Eimo Halacha Nisholim B'Leil. Not only are you allowed to be made for a neder at night, you could even be matter a neder at night. And this is the way the Mefarish and most Mefarishim explain the Gemara. Amle Rav Abel Rav Huna. Amle Rav Hachi. He reported this psak in the name of Rav. So he wanted to quiz him exactly what happened. Amle Rav Abel Rav Huna. So Rav Abba asked Rav Huna. Amle Rav Hachi. Did you hear Rav explicitly say that a Taurus Medorim may take place at night? Amle, so he said no. Ishtik. What happened was that I said this halacha in front of Rav, that you're allowed to be mat and neder at night, and Rav didn't make a comment. Amalek. So now he asks him, when Rav didn't make a comment, was it because ishtikamrit? Was it because he agreed to what you said, and therefore he didn't argue? Or shasikamrit? Maybe he was busy, he was drinking. And not that he agreed to what you said, he was just preoccupied with something else. And that's why he didn't make a comment. And therefore, Rav's silence should not be construed to mean that he agrees. I saw a very interesting tshuva from Nechsam Seifer. Al Gemara just taught us that there are two types of silence. Sometimes a person is silent because he agrees, and sometimes a person is silent because he just doesn't agree. He just didn't say anything, but he doesn't agree. The Chasam Sofer discusses a very interesting shaila. He says there was a meeting that the entire community was invited to. The shaila he discusses was regarding appointing shaychtim and rabbonim in the community. And the rav of the community did not come to the meeting. And the question now was, and they had the meeting without the rav, and they made certain appointments, and now the rav comes and says, I wasn't there. You can't have these appointments without my vote. So they told him, you should have come. So says the Chasam Sofer. If there's a community meeting, interesting psak, and somebody doesn't come to the meeting, he was aware of the meeting, he didn't come because he didn't bother coming. He can't say afterwards, I didn't come, I'm not obligated to follow the decision. You didn't come because you didn't bother coming. It's not an excuse. But if somebody didn't come to the meeting, and he says, the reason I didn't come was not because I wasn't aware of it. I didn't come because I didn't want to come. I was angry. I was preoccupied. He may not necessarily be obligated to follow the decisions that were made. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ach Ikabarei de Rav Barovin. Is Dakikle Rav L'Rava? Rav was Mat the Neda of Rav. B'Katina de Bei Rav. There was a small room in the yeshiva. And he did it oimid, standing, yechidi, He did it as a single individual, not as part of a Bezdin or Belaila. And he did it at night. Omer Rava, Omer Rav Nachman. And says Rava, says Rav in the name of Rav Nachman, Hilch Halacha, the Halacha is, Nisholim Nadorim, the Dorim could be annulled, Oymed Yechidi Ubelaila, Ubeshabbos, as we've been discussing, Ubekroivim, with relatives, Vafil Ohelem, Pnaimi Bajoim, even if they could have had this Nether annulled from before Shabbos, if they didn't, and there's a Tzarech Shabbos, or the Tzarech Mitzvah, they may be annulled on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Oymed, how could you say that a nether may be annulled standing? For Tanya, there's a braisa that says that Rabbi Gamliel was riding on his donkey, and somebody approached him and says, I have a nether that I need annulled. Says the braisa, Yor Rabbi Gamliel men chamor. Rabbi Gamliel went off the donkey, v'nis'atav, and he put on his talus, v'yoshev hitalai nederay. And that's how he was mounting the nether. So we see they can't just do it. How could you say that you could do it standing? And this is the pshat that we're going to learn. This is the girsa with the bach. Ramuya sover, ain't paischa b'charata. As we've been discussing, we discussed at the end of the previous year, there is a machlokes if a nether could be annulled by me just saying, I regret making the nether. Ramuya held that that's not a valid way of annulling a nether. What is required? Mikarot meka nedra b'inam. We need to find the Pesach. To find the Pesach, Boye Yuni needs concentration. Ahochi Yoshev. That's why he had to get off the donkey and sit and be able to properly concentrate. Rav Nachman, on the other hand, told, and again, this is the girsa we're going to follow, Paisim b'charotam. Just saying that you regret the nether is adequate. For Rav to hear me say, I regret making the nether, doesn't need a lot of concentration. And therefore, afilu me'umet. Even standing is permissible way of being matan neder. So there's a very interesting machlokes rishonim. We paskin la halacha lemaisa the following way. We paskin like Rav Nachman that a neder can be annulled based on charata. We don't have to necessarily find a Pesach. But says the Rama, a person comes in and he says, I regret making the neder. So we have to have two concerns, says the Rama. This is the way the Shach explains the Ramah. Number one, does he really have regret? Maybe he's not saying the truth. Number two, maybe even if he regrets making the nether, but for regret to be effective, it has to be charata mi'ikara, that he regrets that in the first place he ever made the nether. And maybe he only regrets it today, he doesn't have charata mi'ikara. Therefore, says the Ramah, what should a Rav do? When somebody approaches him and says that he has charata, he should turn the charata into a Pesach. He should say, if you would have known that you're going to have charata, would you have made the nether? And of course he'll say no, and that's how he should be mat the nether. That's the Ramah's Pesach. Not as Machloikus Rishonim. Al Gemara clearly distinguishes that charata really doesn't need concentration, and Pesach requires concentration. What will be the halacha if somebody doesn't have regret, doesn't have charata, but he comes with a Pesach? What will be the halacha? Will the dayan have to sit because he's not doing charata, he's doing Pesach, and Pesach needs concentration? Or is the halacha that since when he has charata, and charata is an acceptable way of annulling a neder, you could do it standing, so therefore all had Taurus Nadarim could be done standing? It's Machloikas Rajba and Ran. The Rajba holds that once you can be matar neder b'charata withstanding, all Ataras Nadarim could be done standing. The Ran says no. Only if you're doing Ataras Nadarim with charata could you stand. But if you're doing it with a Pesach, so you need to think and you should sit. Says the Shach, if the Ramah told us that every time you come to be matar neder, even if you're saying that you're being matar neder with a Pesach, with a charata, we turn it into a Pesach, and we have the opinion of the Ran, who says that whenever you're doing a Pesach, Dayan should sit. That's why Dayanim should sit when they do Ataras Nadarim, and the person petitioning should stand, which is our minig when we do Ataras Nadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Dayanim sit, and the person who's saying the Ataras Nadarim stands. Why? Because we're relying on a Pesach, and with a Pesach, our Gemara says you need concentration, and concentration is only achieved with sitting. Continues the Gemara. Omele Rovel Rav Nachman. Chaza Mar Haim Rabbonim. Did you see this Talmud Chochem? Dosim Rarova. That came from Eretz Yisrael. Vom is Dikikulei Rabbonon Lebreid Rav Hunabar Oven. The Rabbonon worked on the nether that Rav Hunabar Oven said. Vishore Le Nidre. And they annulled his nether. However, V'omulei, they told him, Zilu Boy Rachme El Nafshach. You have to daven the chatos. By making a nether, you did an aveira. The Tanir Rav Dime Achved Rav Safra. Kol Anoida, whoever makes a nether, even if he fulfills his nether, Nikrichoite. He's considered they did an aveira. Omer Zvid Mikro. Where do we find a source for this in the Pasuk? Because the Pasuk says, V'chisechto Nidor Lo Yibuchachet. If you won't make Nidorim, you don't have an aveira. Holoi Chaltalt. If you do not do that, if you make Nadarim, Ikechet. So Mefarshim asked the obvious question, how does this Gemara come in here, talking about making Nadarim is doing an Aveira? So some Mefarshim say, because it's the same Manda Omrim that we had in the previous Gemara, so Gemara brings another saying that they said regarding Nadarim. But I saw a very interesting pshat in the Rishonim. The Rishonim say, since in the previous Gemara we were talking about having Nadarim annulled, the Gemara is teaching us a way you could have a nether annulled. By asking the person, were you aware that by making a nether, you're doing an aveira? And if the person says, no, I didn't want to do an aveira, that's a legitimate Pesach. Ask the Mefarshim that we learned the Gemara together, Baruch Hashem, that says that if the Gemara says, kol anoider is ke'ilu bona boma. Whoever makes a nether is like he built a boma. But says the Gemara, if somebody comes to Rav to have his nether annulled, the Rav can't annul the nether by asking him, if you would have known that Gemara, would you have made the nether? So why is it here acceptable that you could tell the Rav, you could tell the person, if you would have known by making the nether, you'd be considered chayta, that you did a sin? That's one question. There's another question that Mefarshim asked, that here our Gemara is saying that somebody makes a nether is called a chayta. Somebody does, he did an aveira. The other Gemara we find says he's Nikra Rosha. So what's the, is there a difference between a chayta and a rosha? So I saw a beautiful vart that we could work with from the Yad Shol. He quotes a Bala Keda, who says the following. He says, a person, we're all human, and we get angry. We shouldn't get angry, but we get angry. So a person gets angry, and his anger, he makes a nether. Then we point out to him, you know, he calms down, we point out to him, you know, nedarim are unacceptable. He says, you know what, I was angry, I did the wrong thing, and I want my nether annulled. That's perfectly fine. Nikra chayta, he did an aveira, but that's how humans are. And that's why it's not a problem to use that as a Pesach. A person, however, who, after we tell him, after he calms down, we say, you know, you shouldn't have made nedarim, and instead of saying, I was angry, I did the wrong thing, he sticks to his nether. And he says, no, I don't care. I want to keep my nether. That's a rasha. And that's that person, that's not an acceptable Pesach. However, the Rishonim point out that even though our Gemara is telling us how improper it is to make Nedarim, there are certain circumstances that Nedarim may be made. We all remember the parash in the Torah where Yaakov Avinu made Neder. Nasin lechol beged lilbosh v'shafti b'shalom beis avi. So we explained already at the beginning of the Masechta that a Neder be'eis tzara, somebody makes a nether because he's in a time of tzara, is acceptable. Another type of nether that the Rishonim already say is acceptable, a nidrei tztaka, nidrei hegdish, are acceptable. If somebody makes a nether because he feels that by making the nether, it will help him act properly, let's say somebody has a weakness for a certain aveira, and he thinks that by making the nether, that will keep him in check from not violating that aveira, that's also acceptable neder. But just making the darim, nikra chayta. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, hoy mel ishtai, kol nedarim shedaduri, any neder that you make, i efshir shedaduri, I don't want you to make, ain't a neder, or uses the words, ain't a neder, lo yamaklum. And as the Rishonim explained this Gemara, we've been learning that a husband has the ability to be mefa, to revoked in the darim of his wife. Teaches us our Gemara that for a hafara to be effective, you have to use the words mufalacha. I'm revoking the nether. using these types of languages, ain't the nether, it's meaningless. So Mefarshim asked, the Rishaitim asked, how could we even have thought that Yefshishitaduri should be an acceptable afara? Yefshishitaduri is talking about the future. And we're talking about afara, revoking a nether that was already made. So I saw two answers to the question. One answer is that he's using the future tense, but he really means the past. Or another pshat that I saw is that this Gemara follows the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, who we discussed in the previous shurim, who says that a husband has the ability to be made from the darim even before his wife says the nedarim. But says the Gemara, if you want to be made from the darim, you want to follow, you're following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer that you can be made from the darim before they were articulated. You have to use the right wording. I'm being made from the darim. Using the words yeshishidaduri is not an acceptable hafara. On the other hand, says the Braisa, if somebody says Yofa Sisa, we know, as we've been learning, that if a husband or a father are Mekayim the nether, they confirm the nether, then the nether is no longer revocable. Says the Braisa, you don't have to use the words Mekayim Lecha, I'm being confirming the nether. Even if a person says Yofa Sisa, or if he uses the words Ein Kamaischa, there's nobody as great as you, or if he uses the words to his wife, V'mloi nodart, had you not made the nether, Madir Chani, I would have made the nether for you, Tvarv Kiyom, it's considered Hakama. So the obvious question is, why are we so more lenient by Hakama than we are by Afara? By Afara, we're being particular that you have to use the proper wording. Otherwise, it's not Afara. By Hakama, any wording is good enough. So the Rishonim say a simple difference. Hakama, we know, is effective even if you remain silent. If you remain silent for the entire Yom Shammai, the nether is confirmed. So we see it's very easy to have a nether confirmed. Therefore, any wording is considered acceptable. On the other hand, revoking a nether is much more difficult, and the proper wording must be used. So we continue the Gemara. L'yom ma'odim l'ishto b'Shabbos. A person, when he's being made for his wife's nedarim on Shabbos, given that we learned the Amud Aleph, it's not something that we really want done, should not use the regular wording, meifelechi, botelechi, kederach sh'amela b'chol, should not use the same wording as he does during the week, el yoimeloi t'li v'ochli, t'li v'shasi, she made a nether, she's not going to eat something, she made a nether, she's not going to drink something, and he tells her, you should eat it, you should drink it, v'neder botel me'elof, and the nether will be bottled that way. However, says Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Tzorach Shivata Beliboy. So the Rishonim obviously need to work with this Gemara. Why do they need to work with this Gemara? Because in the previous Gemara, the Gemara just taught us how the Gemara is being so particular that you have to use the right wording when you're made for the nether. And now we have the next line of the Gemara that says that you can use any wording and the nether is revoked. So how do we reconcile it? So the Ran's approach is as follows. He says that really bittul belev is enough. Just being mevatel in your heart would be enough. What's the problem with bittul belev? Dvarim shebelev ain't in dvarim. We know that throughout Shas there's a concept that what you think is nothing. You have to articulate it yourself. If we have here that he used some wording of botelechi, or they said tli v'shasi, tli v'achli, that is a proof. This is the way Rav Chaim Oizen Achiezer explains this Gemara. That becomes an umden of the muchach. It becomes obvious what his intention is, and therefore the nether is considered revoked. Others explain the Gemara that really, as far as very bechidish, that really, as far as hafaras the dorm, as far as the dorm being revoked, dvarim shebelev are adequate. Just chazal wamachmer. On Shabbos, because of Shabbos, they were a little more lenient. Then there's a third opinion, a very big chiddush, the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam says, we till this moment, and after this moment we'll continue learning that way, have encountered two ways of having a nether become null and void. One is Hataras Nadarim, through a Rav, and the other is Hafaras Nadarim, a father or husband revoking a nether. The Rambam says there's another way of having a nether annulled, and that is what's called bittul nedarim. But he says we try to avoid using that method But on Shabbos, where we don't want to do Hafaras Nedarim, we do rely on the netter, on the concept of Bittul Nedarim, and that's what this Gemara represents. A very bechiddush of the Rambam. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. We're going to explain the Gemara the way the Ran explains the Gemara. The Ran says as follows. B'Shamai's opinion is that on Shabbos, because it's Shabbos, you have to have Bittul Belev coupled with Tliva Achli, Tliva Shasi, even though we're not going to require you to use the regular wording of Mufalachi or Batalachi. B'chol, during the week, B'Shamai is not lenient, and therefore Maitzi B'Sfasav. He says you have to use the proper wording of Mufalachi and Batalachi. B'Beis Hillel Oimrim, B'Beis Hillel hold Echad Zeh V'Echad Bezeh, even during the week, Mevata B'Leva V'Ein Tzarech L'Hoitzi B'Sfasav. What does Ve'ein Tzarech L'Hoitzi B'Sfasav mean, according to Ran's explanation? Of course you have to say something. But you don't have, the Beis Hillel is being lenient that even during the week, if you didn't use the wording Mufalachi, Batalachi, but you have this combination of Dvarim Shebelev, that in your heart you meant to revoke the nether, and you only used the weak wording of Tliva Achli, Tliva Shasi, but if you have that combination, Beis Hillel is lenient that even during the week, that would be considered an acceptable hafara.
Thank you.